Making anything work.
What are you asking me? Are you supposed to have fun?
What are we supposed to do with our lives? Yeah.
I have a question. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
To an extent, yeah.
What did he do with his life? He was our perfect example, young woman. What did he do? What did he do with his life? Yep, what he did with his life was he worked. He was a carpenter for 30 years. He slept. That's a natural function. He also fellowshipped with his true brothers. He also was studying the Word of God. We see when he was 12 years old, he was in the synagogue. And then we see he was preaching the gospel. And then we see other times he went and he was restoring himself. That's like five things he did. He had Roman games around him and pagan ways that they never attended. He wasn't like the world. He said, "My sheep are not of the world. They've come out of the world." So this is the world. And so when you think of fun, if you were born again by the biblical gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection, the shed blood that will cover your sin if you repent, come out of your life, be born again unto holiness, and then you walk in obedience to God's word and ways, and you have to endure. That's the gospel. Let me give you a gospel card. That's how you find eternal life. You know what will happen, young lady? I can't convince you into leaving this carnality and fun, but guess what the Holy Spirit does? He changes your heart and you no longer want it. I used to do all this. I used to be an ice hockey coach.
What's wrong with football?
Well, football it's violent, first of all. God hates violence.
That's why they wear pads, though.
It's violence. It's also covetous. That's one of the Ten Commandments. Be not covetous. It's also grossly unbiblical in how men and young women show their bodies off when this is the temple of God. You are showing your body off compared to God's word. So were the band that walked by. So were the football players.
Actually,
women and men are supposed to wear a long garment to cover our bodies because we sinned, and there is sin covering. No, it's our forms that we have to cover. Okay, that's what God did. In Genesis 3, God covered our forms and he shed blood. Genesis 3:21, he shed blood as a first archetype of Jesus because man fell into sin and now they could look at each other in lust. So we're to cover ourselves up, not show ourselves off. So test yourself at that biblical gospel. The fun that you have now is going to lead to your destruction. Anything that's carnal and not of God is going to lead to your destruction. What you want to live for is the kingdom of God and everything that is incorruptible. This is all corruptible. It's all going to fade away. And Jesus said in 2 Thessalonians 1, the scriptures say, he's coming back in flaming fire. Ready? To destroy, this is serious, to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel.
Okay,
and the last thing, your Sunday church systems, if you belong to one, are lying to you. The Catholics, the Lutherans, the Baptists, the non-denoms, they're telling you you can be of the world and you can't be of the world. We love you. You have to turn and repent, neighbor. Don't lose your life for this frivolity.